ahead of his swearing-in as prime minister. Some commentators expect Andrew Holness to offer assurances about his forthcoming administration. This is WAVS News. The ceremony taking place 4 o'clock Jamaica time, and according to commentator Jermaine Barrett, the prime minister might be looking at clearing the air on a number of matters that arose in the just-concluded election campaign.
Now is a time for the prime minister to reset and to recalibrate and to refocus Jamaicans on having confidence in these institutions, but moreover, for him to establish categorically that he is not going to be tolerating corruption or acts of malfeasance.
Barrett tells RJR News, Holness could also focus on ways to assure Jamaicans of benefits to come with the new administration.
Matters surrounding infrastructure development, matters surrounding, job creation and so forth are all still relevant. And he will reiterate his government's commitment to addressing these pain points.
In Trinidad and Tobago, attorney at law and senior partner Farama Sai-Sai is slamming the prime minister over the hundreds of recent URP dismissals. The attorney is calling the situation very sad and is stressing that the government is not dealing with ghosts but with real human beings.
If you take, for example, the recent sending home of, say, about 400 or 600 URP workers last week, and you think the quantum of damages may be on average 100,000 per worker. You multiply that by 400, that is ridiculous. That's a lot of taxpayers' money that will have to be paid in compensation for basically recklessness.
In news from the Turks and Caicos Islands, illegal migration draining the public purse, costing the border force alone $7 million a year and spreading pressure across healthcare, policing, housing and social services. This according to Deputy Premier and Minister of Immigration Jamel Robinson, who told one news organization that at present the border force operates with an annual budget of approximately $7 million dedicated to operational activities such as processing, detention, management and repatriation. He's warning that the crisis goes far beyond border patrols. The minister also linked illegal migration to worsening housing and employment pressures. Bahamas Power and Light saying power disruptions in New Providence due to severe weather on Friday night were nearly all resolved within 72 hours. Over the weekend, residents in eastern New Providence reported suspected tornadic activity in a heavy thunderstorm. Trees and power lines were downed and houses and vehicles suffered damage in the weather. The power disruption happened shortly after 9 in the evening Friday when roughly 1,000 customers lost power as a result of the suspected microburst. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.